Mark Warner of Virginia is the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, and I asked him when he'd first gotten word of Comey's firing.
Well, I heard right before 6 o'clock, right before the news broke, and I'd actually thought I could no longer be surprised by this president and this administration, but I was once again proven wrong. It shocked me. I was with Director Comey yesterday. He was going to testify before our committee on Thursday in both open and closed sessions. We see a disturbing pattern here from this president, and it seems like whenever there's anyone that's affiliated with investigating his ties to Russia, good things don't happen. Attorney General Ms. Yates get fired. We've seen the FBI director get fired. We've seen the NSA, National Security Advisor General Flynn, get fired for failing to disclose ties with Russia. We've seen the actual Attorney General have to recuse himself because of these ties with Russia. It is means our investigation is more important than ever.
Do you not buy the administration's explanation for why Director Comey has been dismissed, that it had to do with the way he handled the Hillary Clinton emails investigation?
I find that, frankly, laughable. The idea, and I'm very disappointed, I've lost any confidence I might have had with the Deputy Attorney General, whose first official action was putting his name on that letter, basically making up what appeared to be bogus reasons firing the FBI director. His first action was actually firing the guy who was supposed to be doing the investigation that he was supposed to be in charge of, since Attorney General Sessions had to accuse himself. But the idea that somehow they were firing him now for actions that, in a sense, said he was unfair to Hillary Clinton, this president firing an FBI director because of actions taken 9 months ago, it doesn't pass the smell test.
You've suggested that the administration's commitment to the rule of law has been lacking. Do you think that this firing reflects that shortcoming?
Robert, those are terms I'm hesitant to use, but I have to say at this point in time, I do question its commitment to the rule of law. This is so much bigger than just this president. This is a time where I hope that individuals in the Justice Department, at the FBI, and for that matter, Congress, can redouble our efforts to get to the bottom of what, if anything, happened in terms of ties between Trump officials and the Russians. It's, you know, if you had to predict 9 months ago what Vladimir Putin would have wanted, he would have wanted a campaign in America where people questioned its legitimacy, and he would have wanted the kind of chaos that has been created by this administration.
Are you hopeful that Senate Republicans will join you in calling for a special counsel to be appointed to pick up the investigation into Russian actions last year?
Well, I think a special counsel, special prosecutor, should be appointed. I hope my Republican colleagues will join me. That will not preclude our Senate investigation from going on.
But have you heard anything encouraging from your Republican colleagues on that score?
I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I can tell you this, that our committee, and while we've taken some incoming from both Democrats and Republicans, I'm very proud of the fact that both Democrats and Republicans on the Senate Intelligence Committee, at least, have been pretty diligent about following the facts wherever they lead.
And just a quick yes or no, do you have confidence in the Justice Department and Attorney General Jeff Sessions?
At this moment in time, until I see further proof of why I should have that confidence, I don't have the confidence I need.
Senator Warner, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
Mark Warner, Democratic senator from Virginia. And we have reached out to a number of Senator Warner's Republican colleagues, and we've either been turned down or we haven't heard back yet.